I miss my dad every day, but during uncertain times, I think I miss him a little bit more. He had a remarkable way of handling difficult times with a steady voice and very sound judgment. He also had his own rather unique way of dealing with uncertainty. I'll share a story my father shared with me during his own challenging times that I'm quite sure will help you better navigate these challenging times. Let's have ourselves a pocket-sized pep talk.
A pocket-sized pep talk, the podcast that can help energize your business and your life with a quick, inspiring message. Now, here's your host, Rob Jollis.
And so here we are, smack dab in a sea of uncertainty and all its friendly synonyms. Unpredictability, unreliability, precariousness, reservation, doubt. Well, you get the point. Uncertainty is like dental pain. The fear of what may come never seems to be quite as bad as the pain itself. Nobody likes uncertainty. Yet, given these uncertain times, I'd like to tell you how my dad used to successfully cope with times like these. Begin with, you got to understand my dad was a salesman. He had some good months and he had some bad months. And from time to time, he had some uncertain months. These were the months where he had no clients to see and wasn't really sure what was happening with his career. These were also times where most would become depressed and be overwhelmed by worry, but not Lee Jollis. He was not a worrier. He was a shelf builder. From as early as I can remember, I recall coming home from elementary school and occasionally seeing my dad, oddly, roaming around the house as if he was on some sort of mission. With his homemade wooden toolbox in hand, he was off to build some shelves. I never asked him why he wasn't at work. I just happily carried on with my duties as a kid, and he happily carried on his duties as, well, a shelf builder. This would often last a week or two, and then he would be off again to carry on his normal duties of going to the office and resuming his obligations as a salesman. Now, as I got older, I noticed this pattern would repeat itself. He built shelves in the garage. He built shelves in the bedroom. He built shelves in the kitchen. He built shelves in the laundry room. And when he could no longer find locations to build shelves in his house, he'd load up his car and his trusty wooden toolbox, and he'd build shelves in my other siblings' houses. One time I finally got the courage to ask him, what was it that drew him to building shelves at such unusual times? He told me, in life, there are always uncertainties. For me, it's the uncertainties of selling and bringing home a paycheck to take care of my family. Sometimes, no matter how hard I try, I just don't have the customers to see. It's not a lack of effort. I'm working hard and trying as hard as I can. Rather than beat myself up, I come home. Moments like these come and go. They always do. Not if, but when they do, what will you look back and remember? Do you want to remember that you use these unusual times to sit and fret and worry about what you could not control to begin with? Or do you want to look back and remember you use these unusual times to spend precious time with your family and accomplish a goal you've been wanting to do, but never had time to do it? For me, that's building shelves. We can always use more shelves. So here we are, staring into a sea of unknowns and at a time at home that isn't exactly work or a vacation. Rather than wringing our hands, walking in fear, misusing our imagination and worrying, we can focus on a few other things, more productive things. We can focus on being responsible regarding our health and the health of others, and we can assume leadership roles within our families, communities, and businesses. However, we can also use this pause in our lives to seek out opportunities and accomplish goals we've been putting off. Take a moment and ask yourself, what is it I've always wanted to do, but never had time to do it? For some, like Lee Jollis, that meant building shelves. For others, that might mean writing a short story, painting a room, dusting off an old instrument, cleaning out a basement, learning a language, attending an endless sea of online training, and so much more. I can't look into the future and tell you when this will all be over or when we'll all get on with our lives. No one can. What I can say with some level of certainty is at some point in the not too distant future, life will return to normal. How will you look back on this moment of time? I say we follow Lee Jollis's lead. Grab your own version of a wooden toolbox and get started building something that you've been putting off for far too long. If you do, perhaps you'll look back a little wiser, a little more grateful, and with a couple of significant accomplishments to be proud of.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please rate and recommend it on iTunes, Outcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also get more information on this show and Rob at jollis.com.